But wait, there's more. Hi, everybody, it's Terry O'Reilly here, and we're happy to announce something we've never offered before. It's our But Wait, There's More subscriber package. If you're a fan of Under the Influence, you'll get more than ever before. You'll get more bonus episodes, like the live recording and audience Q&A we did recently at the Hot Docs Podcast Festival, exclusive for subscribers only. You'll get more podcasts with additional stories. You'll get early access, so you can listen to all of our new shows before anyone else. You'll get all of our episodes, including archives, ad-free. Tsk, tsk, I won't judge. You'll be invited to Ask Me Anything sit-down chats with yours truly. You'll get first dibs on tickets for live events. You'll get big discounts on Under the Influence merchandise. And that's only the beginning, all for a few bucks a month. Just go to our show page on Apple Podcasts and tap Try Free to start your free 7-day trial. Membership has its privileges. You should copyright that.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is an Apostrophe podcast production.
At a 1998 Friars Club roast of Drew Carey, actor Abe Vigoda was in attendance. A comedian got up to roast Carey and said, "My only regret is that Abe Vigoda isn't alive to see this." It got a big laugh. That's because most people thought Abe was dead. It all started in 1982. People magazine mistakenly printed that Abe Vigoda had died. A reporter was at the wrap party for the sitcom Barney Miller, which Vigoda was starring in at the time, and noted that the late Abe Vigoda was sadly not in attendance. That was news to Abe. He was actually performing in a play at Stage West in Calgary at the time. Vigoda took it in stride and had fun with the false reports. He even had a photo taken of him holding up a copy of the People magazine article while sitting in a coffin. Abe Vigoda had a long career in Hollywood. He began acting in 1947 and performed in a number of plays on Broadway. In 1972, he landed the role of Tessio in one of the greatest films of all time, The Godfather.
Don't mind his own business. I always liked him.
In 1975, Vigoda landed the role of Phil Fish on Barney Miller. Ironically, the tall, slightly hunched hangdog Vigoda was athletic. He jogged for years and was a handball player. As a matter of fact, he had just jogged 5 miles when he got the call from his agent to run over to audition for Barney Miller. When he got there, in his running shorts, one producer said he looked tired. Vigoda said that was because he was tired. Another producer said he looked like he had hemorrhoids. That look got him the role. Then, in 1987, Abe Vigoda was pronounced dead in the media for a second time. His wife kept receiving condolence cards from fans. She also received them from producers. Vigoda wondered how many of those producers thought about him for a role, but then said, "Too bad he's dead." When Vigoda appeared on the David Letterman show, Letterman asked Vigoda to breathe on a mirror. The internet took it to another level with the website abevigoda.com, which kept track of the actor's living status. It just showed a photo of the actor with the single line, "Abe Vigoda is alive." Then, on January 26, 2016, Abe Vigoda passed away. A headline at the time said, "Abe Vigoda really dies at age 94. AbeVigoda.com was updated for the first and only time. It simply said, "Abe Vigoda is dead." That news on January 26 still surprised a lot of people, because a lot of people still falsely assumed Abe Vigoda had died 34 years ago. The phenomenon of collective false memory is really quite astounding. Important dates, famous lines from movies, song lyrics, and even traumatic events can be misremembered by millions of people, who all collectively misremember it the very same way. It's a phenomenon that exists in the advertising world, too. Think you remember famous commercials? Okay, let's make a couple of withdrawals from your memory bank. Memory is a very fallible thing. In our amazing minds, we are capable of remembering thousands upon thousands of memories. But often, those memories are like old photographs. They start to fade with time. And when there are blurry parts of those memories, our minds sometimes fill in those blanks with either incorrect information, or we confuse them with other events. Or you remember an incident, even a traumatic one, and misremember the details. That condition has been called the Mandela effect. The Mandela effect has been defined as a collective false memory. The term was coined by writer Fiona Broom when she discovered she shared a particular false memory with many other people, namely, that South African human rights activist Nelson Mandela had died in prison in the 1980s. So, why do so many people remember Mandela dying 30 years before he actually did? Well, it may be a simple case of combining two separate pieces of information, that Mandela spent a long time in prison and that he died, then piecing them together into a false memory. The interesting thing about the Mandela effect, or the Abe Vigoda effect, if you will, is that so many people can misremember something in exactly the same way. Those things can be sayings, or movie lines, or even famous advertising campaigns. One of the most enduring public service campaigns was developed back in 1944. The U.S. Forest Service established a forest fire prevention program. That same year, Walt Disney released Bambi, the animated motion picture.
Disney agreed to lend Bambi to the Forest Service to be used in that first fire prevention campaign. But Bambi was only lent out for 1 year. As that year began to wind down, the Forest Service asked the War Advertising Council, later renamed just the Advertising Council, to come up with a new mascot. In 1944, that new mascot was unveiled. And for the next 75 years, he became famous for saying this one line.
Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
So, do you remember the mascot's name? If you said Smokey the Bear, you would be wrong. His actual name, and the name he has had for over 75 years, is Smokey Bear, not Smokey the Bear. It is a collective false memory. That incorrect recollection may have been aided by this song, written in 1950, by the same songwriters who penned Frosty the Snowman.
With a ranger's hat and shovel and a pair of dungarees, you will find him in the forest, always sniffing at the breeze. People stop and pay attention when he tells them to beware, 'cause everybody knows that he's the fire-preventing bear.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear,
prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air.
The composers added the word "the" purely to help the rhythm of the song. But chances are you've never heard that novelty song before. And you've probably seen dozens of Smokey Bear commercials over the years. And yet, we all experience the collective false memory. His name is Smokey Bear, not Smokey the Bear. As time goes by, famous movie lines are often the victims of the Mandela effect. For example, you may remember Humphrey Bogart's most quoted line from the movie Casablanca. "Play it again, Sham." But that is incorrect. The actual line is...
"You played it for her, you played it for me."
"Well, I don't think I can remember."
"If she can stand it, I can. Play it."
Not at all like "Play it again, Sam." Or how about Dirty Harry's famous line, "Do you feel lucky, punk?" Is that how you remember it? Do you feel lucky? Because here is the actual line.
"I know what you're thinking. Did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?"
How about a film as revered as Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs? It's been around since 1937. Do you remember what the evil stepmother says when she asks her mirror that famous question? She says...
"Magic mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?"
Not "mirror, mirror on the wall," but rather "magic mirror on the wall." I think it's safe to say almost no one remembers that line correctly. Speaking of cartoons, do you remember that modern Stone Age family, Fred and his wife Wilma? What is their last name? Of course, it's the Flintstones. Wait, did you say Flintstones? Actually, there are 2 T's in their last name. It's not the Flintstones, it's the Flintstones.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're the modern Stone Age family.
Many remember that incorrectly, even though they have sung that theme for years. How about Looney Tunes? Remember, you saw the Looney Tunes logo at the start of every cartoon. Question: how is the word "tunes" spelled? If you just said T-O-O-N-S, like cartoons, that is a false memory. It is spelled T-U-N-E-S, and there is a reason for that. Back in 1930, Warner Brothers wanted to compete against Walt Disney. Specifically, they wanted to devise a way to feature its extensive music library. So they created Looney Tunes, T-U-N-E-S, to create cartoons based around all the music Warner Brothers owned. And that's why it's called Looney Tunes. which was the same reason Warner also created Merry Melodies. Back in 1978, a very famous commercial hit the air for Life cereal. The ad showed three real-life brothers sitting around the breakfast table. They aren't sure they want to try this new Life cereal, so they ask their youngest brother, Mikey, to try it first. The line everyone quotes from this commercial is, "Mikey likes it." But that's not the line.
"What's this stuff?" "Some cereal. It's supposed to be good for you."
"Did you try it?"
"I'm not gonna try it. You try it."
"I'm not gonna try it."
"Let's get Mikey."
"Yeah. He won't eat it. He hates everything."
"He likes it. Hey, Mikey."
When you bring Life home, don't tell the kids it's one of those nutritional cereals you've been trying to get them to eat. You're the only one who has to know.
The two key lines are, "He hates everything," and "He likes it. Hey, Mikey." But he never says, "Mikey likes it." Yet when I searched this commercial on YouTube, it was labeled, "Mikey likes it." One of the most quoted commercial lines of all time, collective false memory. Even music can be failed by the Mandela effect. Songs you've heard hundreds of times, and you sing them wrong because we all remember them incorrectly. All of us misremembering the same words. Take Queen's anthemic, "We Are the Champions." You've sung that one at full voice in your car at some point or another. So here's the question. At the end of the song, Freddie Mercury hits the climactic last line. He sings, "We are the champions, no time for losers, 'cause we are the champions." And what are the last three words of the song? If you said, "of the world," you would be mistaken. The last three words are, "We are the champions," period. Memory is such an imperfect thing. Even when we've heard the song countless times, we still remember it incorrectly. That happens with products, too. Take Tang, an orange powdered drink. Do you remember how and why Tang was first developed? If you're of a certain vintage, you remember Tang was developed for the NASA space program, that it was part of the astronauts' dehydrated food supply.
The Gemini space flights. The trips are long. The training is hard, like this spacewalk practice. But the astronauts do some things you do. In space, they drank Tang. They mixed it like this in a zero-G pouch.
The commercials were so effective, they led people to believe, to this day, that Tang was developed for the space program. But that is a false memory. In fact, Tang was first marketed in 1959, and it had poor sales until the Gemini astronauts took it along for a ride. It was certainly linked to space exploration, but it was not developed for space exploration. And we'll be right back.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
If you're enjoying this episode, why not dip into our archives? Available wherever you download your pods. Go to terryoreilly.ca for a master episode list.
The Mandela effect can be seen in familiar phrases, too, like the biblical saying, money is the root of all evil. The actual line is, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Big difference in meaning there. One line I hear thrown around all the time is attributed to John Lennon. He was once apparently asked if Ringo was a good drummer, and he replied, Ringo wasn't even the best drummer in the Beatles. An amusing line, except Lennon never said that. The line comes from a 1981 BBC Radio 4 sketch comedy show titled Radioactive.
Just one thing you need for the LP, Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr?
All right. Maybe Ringo Starr wasn't the best drummer in the world. All right, maybe he wasn't the best drummer in the Beatles, but he's a name.
That line has been collectively remembered by millions as a John Lennon quote. Yet, it was first said by someone else one full year after Lennon died. And for the record, Lennon thought Ringo was one of the best drummers in rock history. While researching this show, I frequently come across an often repeated advertising story. The story says that Japanese photography company Fuji once used a slogan that outraged people in America so much it had to be quickly pulled. The slogan was, Fuji, from those wonderful folks who gave you Pearl Harbor. I have read that story dozens and dozens of times. Now, can you imagine, for a second, that a Japanese company would ever consider using a slogan like that? Of course not. And Fuji never did. No Japanese company ever did. That line comes from the title of a book written in 1970 by an irreverent advertising writer named Jerry Della Famina. The title comes from a brainstorming session Della Famina found himself in for client Panasonic. The ad agency boardroom was quiet. No one was coming up with any ideas for the Panasonic ad. So, to loosen everybody up, Della Famina jumped up, slapped the table and said, I've got it. Everybody sat up straight and asked, okay, what is it? That's when Della Famina smirked and said, from those wonderful folks who gave you Pearl Harbor. He meant it as a joke, a very politically incorrect joke. But that line, taken from that story and from the title of his book, has been collectively remembered as a slogan for Fuji that had to be yanked due to public outrage. Which, of course, never, ever happened. Do you remember seeing years of Publishers Clearing House commercials on television, where Ed McMahon would knock on a door and present a giant check for $1 million to an unsuspecting person? Many do, and many hoped old Ed would knock on their door sometime. Yet, Ed McMahon never worked for Publishers Clearing House. He was the spokesperson for a different company called American Family Publishers. McMahon never left the studio, never ambushed anyone, and never once held a giant check. Likewise, Publishers Clearing House never hired a celebrity to present their giant checks. They used a prize patrol.
Hi, come on.
Hi.
We're from Publishers Clearing House. And guess what?
What?
You've just won our forever prize.
It happens all the time. Real people really win the Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes.
It's an example of the power of the Mandela effect. People misremember two very different marketing campaigns. Two multi-million dollar, multi-year marketing campaigns. The Mandela effect also occurs with traumatic events. You would think that a stressful event would be seared into your memory. Yet, so many details can change over time. Malcolm Gladwell did a fascinating podcast on false memory. He tells a story about 9/11. Within a week of the Twin Tower attacks, a research team surveyed over 3,200 people across the country and asked them where and when they heard the news. The research team asked the respondents to write down their recollection. Then, the team followed up with the same group 1 year later, then 2 years later, then finally, 10 years later. While the respondents were all highly confident in recounting their memories at each stage, small details differed over time, and some people changed their recollections completely. As a matter of fact, those respondents were shown the original document as proof, and while acknowledging it was their handwriting, they were also adamant that, "I didn't write that." But they had. The researchers found that roughly 60% of the answers had changed over time. I remember being in my office at an advertising agency when the space shuttle blew up in 1986. I have a vivid memory of working on a campaign that day with an art director named Steve Chase when someone in the office yelled the space shuttle had exploded. I remember how upsetting that news was to both of us. When I recently asked Steve how he remembered that moment, he said he was in Florida on a golf vacation and actually watched the launch and explosion live. I was shocked and surprised that not only was he not in the office with me, he wasn't even in the same country. Two completely different memories of one historic event. And now Steve has altered my memory of that event. Gladwell says everyone assumes memory is a time-stamped video of your life. But it's not time-stamped, it's not video, and it's not reliable. Back in 1983, Ray-Bans had fallen out of fashion. Oversized, chunky accessories had become trendy, and Ray-Ban was thinking of discontinuing their line of Wayfarer sunglasses. It just wasn't selling. But then the movie Risky Business came out. In that movie, star Tom Cruise wore Ray-Ban Wayfarers. Can you picture his classic Ray-Ban moment? Are you remembering the scene when Cruise comes sliding into the living room in his underwear, lip-syncing to Bob Seger's Old Time Rock and Roll? It's probably the most famous scene from Risky Business. After that movie, sales of Ray-Ban shot up 50%. Except, Tom Cruise didn't wear Ray-Bans in that famous scene. He wore a shirt, socks, and tighty-whities, but no Ray-Bans. Yes, he wore Wayfarers in the movie, just not in that classic scene. The scene everyone remembers as being the classic Ray-Ban scene. Chances are people have seen that movie more than once over the years. Yet, like so many things, that recollection has cruised right into our collective false memory. Memory is a very tricky thing. Court cases hinge on memory. Movies and books have been made on the foundation of memories. And most of us are adamant our recollections are accurate. Yet, as Malcolm Gladwell says, only a fool accepts the evidence of his own memory as gospel, and we're all fools. It's fascinating that we can watch movies so many times and misremember famous lines, or listen to favorite songs hundreds of times And still we sing the wrong lyric all together in some kind of mysterious, mistaken harmony. Even more startling is our wavering memories when it comes to traumatic events. It's almost like we build our memories like birds build nests, with pieces of straw and sticks and string. The truth is, we collectively remember and we collectively forget. It's one of the reasons advertisers rely so heavily on repetition. Just when you think you can't possibly watch a particular commercial one more time, an advertiser somewhere is wondering, have we hammered that message home enough yet? That's the problem with misty, water-colored memories when you're under the influence. I'm Terry O'Reilly. This episode was recorded in the Terrestream Mobile Recording Studio. Producer, Debbie O'Reilly. Sound engineer, Keith Ullman. Theme music by Ari Posner and Ian Lefebvre. If you liked this episode, you might also enjoy The Pompatus of Skippy, Brand Names in Songs, Season 8, Episode 6. You'll find it in our archives wherever you download your podcasts. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Terry O. Influence. See you next week for our last episode of the season.
I know what you're thinking. Does he have 6 seconds left? Or only 5? To tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I kind of lost track.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.